Hi, everyone. I'm Nicole Alvarez. We are live at Coachella. I'm with Wallows. Boys, how are you?
Great.
We are cooking in the sun.
Pretty good.
It's really freaking hot out there.
Oh, yes.
Pretty hot.
Okay, so first of all, when did you get in? And the reason I'm asking is I'm always curious, when you're playing a festival, do you get in early enough to check out other artists and bands, or do you get in just in time to play?
I think it depends on your... Sorry, dust is getting to me from last night. On your tour schedule, like for us, it just so happened that it routed to where we could just come here and day early and just hang out, and we can actually spend both full weekends here if we want. So, but I think like a lot of people are stopping in one day on their tour and going back on the road.
Yeah.
But for us, we get to hang out, which is nice.
Are there any bands and artists that you want to watch? And is it weird to watch performances before you go on stage? Do you typically just stay and get in your zone?
Well, we're playing too early today to, I think, like, see, like, we showed up, we're doing this, and then we're, like, playing pretty soon, so we're not seeing anyone before today, but yesterday, though, we were seeing acts, and it's, like, it's to me, it's just inspiring. It's sort of, like, you know, it can make you rethink something, or just make you want to do something differently, or whatever.
Yeah.
To me, I kind of like to watch and compare and sort of be, like, okay, maybe we could do something this way, or
do you whatever. Look at set design, performance, like, what the roadies are doing? Do you look at, like, do you nitpick everything when you're watching another person perform?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, now, like, I remember yesterday we saw Arcade Fire.
I was all the way in the front.
Yeah,
that was
truly, like, an incredible show. Dylan and I were here back in 2011.
Yeah.
When they headlined.
I was here.
And that's, like, before, like, the band really started, you know, like, as Wallows, it was, like, 2017. So this was, like, mm-hmm. we were in high school. And at that time, I had no idea what it was like on stage or backstage mm-hmm. or anything. And then, like, cut to seeing them yesterday. I'm like, oh, like, I see the guitar tech bringing Wynn the guitar. And you see kind of all the little moving parts and pieces. And, it's just different. But despite the facade being broken, that their mm-hmm. show was still just so inspiring.
It was magical. Incredible. And then when those, like, little floaty guys came out, everybody was like, what is happening?
Yeah, it was the best when the one wasn't working.
Yeah,
everybody
went crazy. Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
So we had you at the K-Rock Coachella House in 2019 before the world shut down. How have you changed as a band, or what are the differences from then till now?
Wow, we had the pool party.
We had the pool party, remember?
The full pool party. Del Taco tents.
Yeah,
great.
Oh, yeah, that was when the Beyond Tacos, like, debuted.
Exactly.
I was very excited about that.
But it feels like it was just the other day, but it also feels like it was a decade ago. So what's different since then?
Gosh.
Well, I mean, we were very fortunate during the pandemic. I mean, we sort of, we continued to work. We made an EP completely separately from each other. It was called Remote, which was fun, and I think, like, we're happy we got that out of our system because we think it really helped our second album take shape, which just came out recently. And but I think we're also lucky because we somehow managed to have a song do very well over the break. So, like, we had a lot of, like, online growth while no one was doing anything. So being here at Coachella for the first time is kind of interesting because it's the first time that, like we're selling tickets at our shows and playing the shows and stuff, and it's great, but to be playing, like, out in the wild again at a festival
love it.
After growth that we couldn't see right in front of our eyes for a while, it's going to be kind of interesting. We're just kind of curious to see if it feels any different or, like, what it's going to feel like.
We're back in the arena.
Yeah, and then, like, he called it in the wild. It's so interesting because Coachella is such an iconic festival. So not only are you playing a festival in the wild, but you're playing Coachella, which has its own kind of mystique to it.
It does.
Do you have any expectations, or are you just going to go out there and do your thing? And what are nerves like for you? Because, I mean, you perform all the time. You don't seem very shy. And I've seen you perform. You go into your own little world. So what's the mindset?
Yeah. You know, I think if it's our own show, mm-hmm. there's less variables.
Yeah.
Less wild card things. Whereas here, it's, you know, the changeover is 20 minutes. We're, like, cramming our stuff on stage really quickly. And, like, you know, people aren't necessarily here to only see Wallows. So, you know, who knows who will be at our set. There's so many variables that are added in. So I'm not really nervous about performing. I don't think we are. It's more about, like, how is it gonna go, you know?
What do you consider a successful show?
If people have a good time.
Yeah.
And if we have a good time, I think that's a pretty successful show.
I think no matter what happens technically, if you're having fun on stage, okay, the people have fun in the audience. Yeah. So
I think you're good on that. I think you've got that on lock.
I drank a Red Bull to calm my nerves. So.
That's a, what a good move.
Yeah, reverse psychology.
I also I want to go on stage today and like, I'm already getting in the mindset of like, just go and have fun. Just go and play the best you can, because I know how easy it is to get in your head at a festival slot. And it's been so long for us since we played a festival
just
that I know that I could get up there and so easily just be overthinking everything. I just want to go up there and like just give it raw, complete energy and just hope for the best.
Yes. Just have fun. Since we're at a festival, do you have any festival do's and don'ts?
Well, do drink a lot of water.
Absolutely.
Drink a ton of water.
Yeah, people don't drink water though. They start drinking alcohol.
Yeah, don't.
Just because it's liquid doesn't mean you should drink it.
I would not drink alcohol until
this
later.
Is nighttime.
And no, no, until later.
Yeah,
of course.
Magic hour. I think we can magic hour. You can start. You know, say goodbye to the day with a nice cocktail.
I mean, if you want to drink in the day, go for it.
More power to you, but you might not make it through the night.
Also, stay out of the sun as much as you can.
Stay out of the sun.
Yeah,
right here.
What about PDA? Public displays of affection at a festival.
I don't know.
Do your thing.
Do your thing.
Do your thing. Whatever.
What about sneaking things into a festival? Is that a do or a don't?
Do your thing.
Exactly. Whatever. Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
Like a taco or something?
You're thinking, no, I see the wheels turning in your head.
All that makes sense. I agree. It's like, yeah, I mean, like...
Do your thing.
Just don't hurt anybody.
It's just like, I think Wynn Butler during the Arcade Fire set yesterday, I kind of liked what he said. He was just like... He literally was just, I thought it was funny. He said, so if you see someone like struggling, or if they took too much or something, like get a doctor immediately and help them. No one needs to fucking die at this fucking bullshit. And I was like, that is hilarious and true. Like nobody needs to die at something like dumb, like a music festival.
Yeah.
So it's just sneak in stuff as long as you're careful and you have people to support you and look out for you
just
or whatever.
Just use your brain. Just a little and have a partner in crime. Make sure you look out for each other. Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. I'm not trying to condone sneaking stuff in, obviously, but it's like.
Just we can't control.
But it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
So
and,
just do it the right way.
And don't take things from strangers. That's the other thing, too. That's
the
big don't.
I want to super serve a super fan. So is there anything that you can say about Wallows or anything coming up that nobody else knows?
Whoa.
There's more Cole vocal songs on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Cole sings.
That's a fact.
And there you go. We heard it here first. I'm wishing you guys so much luck. You're so great. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Nicole. It's
happy
been a pleasure.
Coachella.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you.
Happy Coachella and good luck.
Thank you.
I'm Nicole Alvarez. Wallows, we're live at Coachella.